This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Monday, April 15th. Well, grain markets last week were mixed. We had the crop report on Thursday that lent some negative pressure to corn, soybeans, and wheat. But Friday managed to bounce back, especially for corn, which is really starting to show some signs of resilience here. But on Friday, we had for wheat, everything was higher in the grain space on Friday. Wheat, Kansas City was up 7, Minneapolis up 5, Chicago up 3, corn up 6, soybeans up 13. But for the week, Kansas City was only up 8, Minneapolis down 6, Chicago down 12. Corn was unchanged and soybeans were down 13. So luckily, Friday's rally kind of helped save the week for some of these crops, but not quite enough for others. Again, the crop report lent a negative tone to the market, but you know, by the time Friday rolls around, you've got Iran threatening to bomb Israel, which in fact they did over the weekend. That lent some support to the grain space and commodities in general. But the stock market is under a great deal of pressure. The dollar is sharply higher, so that's adding some pressure to the grain space. So there's a lot going on. This Middle East unrest is a very big deal. Energy markets are pushing higher in response to that. But at the same time, the dollar is moving higher, and that's going to make it more competitive for our grain exports. By and large, as we head into late April and then through May, you know, really the market is just focused on weather, what our planting progress is for corn and soybeans, what the crop conditions are for, you know, the winter crops. And they look good for the most part for wheat. They are slipping a little bit, as we saw last Monday. And of course, we'll get another look at that this afternoon on the crop condition reports. But the weather in the Central Plains is starting to turn stressful. We're looking at conditions there that the western third of the plains have continued to be very dry. The eastern third has had plenty of rain, but you know, most of that is corn and soybean country anyway. We're looking at temperatures that have been above normal for pretty much most of this spring so far. And over these next few days, it's looking like the Central Plains is going to continue with that kind of pattern. We're looking at much above normal temperatures right in the heart of the Central Plains. We're looking at 90 degrees reaching up into South Dakota. We're looking at 95 degrees in Kansas and Oklahoma. So this is way above normal temperatures for this time of year. So we're kind of taking frost worries off the table. And now it's, pushing this crop too far, too fast, too early. We don't have enough moisture in the Western Plains. This is going to sap topsoil moisture much faster than normal. So this is probably going to cause some stress. And it looks like this pattern is going to stick around for a while. 6 to 10 day and the 8 to 14 day are calling for much above normal temperatures in the Southwest into the Central Plains. Rain is okay. They're not looking for much below normal rain, really, in the plains. In the northern plains, they are calling for below normal precip. In the Midwest, it looks like the rains are going to come, and it's going to be a little bit cooler than normal. So we don't see any weather threats as far as the Midwest goes. We should have pretty decent moisture, even in the western Midwest. We've got too much in the eastern Midwest. But you get a few dry days, and you'll be planting in the eastern Midwest as well. So the attention is shifting significantly to winter wheat in the Central Plains and in the Southern Plains. And a similar story goes with the Black Sea, which we've been monitoring. These last couple months have been dry across the southern Russia into central Russia and into eastern Ukraine. It hasn't been that big of a deal because they've had good moisture in the fall and into the winter. They've got a good supply of subsoil moisture. Topsoil is probably getting a bit on the dry side for them. But that forecast looks to continue into the end of April. So that's going to become a big deal if that does happen. As you get into May and through the first half of June, that's the critical time period for winter wheat production in the Black Sea region. Here in the United States, it's early April through around early May. We are in that window of paying very close attention, which we are, to weather in major winter wheat growing areas. It's not critical at this point, but boy, we're on the cusp of something that could become a much bigger problem. And it just depends on what Mother Nature dishes up. In the European Union, of course, we've talked on and off about the drop in winter grain plantings last fall because of too much rain in France. That's a big deal for them and for the EU. Now, as we head into the growing season, it's still too much rain for France and now the UK. So the UK crop conditions for wheat were pegged at 34% at the end of the week, and that compares to last year's 90%. So you can see that they're in a much more difficult position wheat-wise in the UK. France, as we know, is already in a stressful condition. The rest of the European Union looks okay, even into the Eastern EU, they look fine. Then you get into Ukraine, then you start to have some trouble spots starting to show up. In South America, it looks like the Brazilian monsoon is going to be normal. It's going to end on a normal pace, and it's dropped a fair amount of rain. So we should go into the pollination period for corn in pretty decent moisture shape. It's after that, you know, the monsoon tends to drop off. You tend to get pretty dry into that last stage of corn production. So we'll see how that pans out. But at least it's pretty much in a normal type of pattern this year. Taking a look at World FOB offers at the Gulf for U.S. soft red winter wheat, we're quoted at $223 a ton. That's down $6 from last week. Hard red winter wheat was down $8 at $252. Ukraine unchanged at $195. Russia down $2 at $210. Romania unchanged at $215. France down $3 at $217. Argentina was the only one that was up. It was up $5 at $230. Corn is a little bit different story. At the Gulf, we're quoted at $195. That's up $5. Off the PNW, we're also up $5 at $225. Ukraine unchanged at $175. Argentina up $5 at $190. Brazil up $15 at $210. In soybeans at the Gulf, we're down $10 at $450. In Argentina, we're unchanged at $430. Brazil actually was down $5 at $430. So that's the first lower quote we've seen out of Brazil in about 4 weeks for soybeans. But the upshot here is that wheat is still in a choppy pattern. For corn, these rising world values is important because we're also seeing the U.S. futures market show some pretty solid support here as well. Even after a bearish crop report, which pressured the market on Thursday, on Friday the market snapped back and regained all of those losses. So we're forming a pretty nice base here in corn, and the market is rallying off of that base pretty well. So I think corn looks like it's the most has the most solid footing here as we head into the planting season. So corn showing some pretty impressive support here after the prospective plantings report showing that acres were going to be quite a bit less what the trade was expecting. The market is holding its own here. And I think it's, if nothing else, trying to buy some acres. Again, planting conditions should be pretty good. So we don't see a major threat there or delays. But just the mere fact that production is probably going to be notably less than expected is underpinning this market significantly. So if you get good planting progress and farmers have a chance to, you know, continue with the corn plantings, they may do that. That's what the market's trying to do here is buy those marginal acres, those that haven't been fully committed yet, or that could easily change a farmer's mind and put in a few more corn acres. So we'll see how that goes, but it appears to me that that's what the market's trying to do. For wheat, I don't see the market really falling apart, but obviously upside momentum is completely missing here. The night session has us down another 5 to 7 in wheat. Corn's down a couple, beans are down a couple, so we're not off to a roaring start this week either. The Middle East, Iran did its thing with Israel. Israel has not responded yet. The international community is trying to convince them just to let it go. But, you know, clearly things are escalating over there. And that's a big deal for the stock market. It's bearish. Crude oil, bullish. Dollar, bullish, which lends pressure to the grain space. The Black Sea war, Russia clearly has the upper hand there. And that's not bullish for the market either. They'll come in, steal everything Ukraine has, dump it on the market, and go from there. So weather is important, but so are geopolitical issues. And boy, they're not bullish the grain space, at least at this point. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.